Supporters, friends, family members, and volunteers for Elorza's campaign cheered him on after his victory speech at a hip-hop-themed Providence restaurant. Elorza promised to continue efforts to improve Rhode Island's capital city. He also took a shot at President Donald Trump and his administration.
You know, I pledge, and I know everyone here pledges, to continue to be a counterweight against the forces of hate, against the forces of discrimination, and against anybody who's working to separate us or divide us.
Supporter Anthony Santuri says it's important to him to have a mayor like Elorza.
I'm a member of the LGBTQ community, and he has embraced us, and his entire staff has, which I think is very important and much needed by all.
Zainab Giwa, who volunteered for Elorza's campaign, says she's with the mayor for bringing culture into the city with his annual arts festival, PVD Fest.
One of the greatest things is that he involves, you know, the local businesses and really puts a spotlight on all of those small craft stores who may not have the money for advertising, giving them an opportunity to reach the mass of the population.
Elorza will now face two independent candidates, Jeffrey Lemire and D.D. Whitman, in the general election this November. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.